Take one artist trying to build a portfolio or perhaps searching for studio space. Add in someone who's got the space and wants more art or music or dance in his or her life. Match them up and you've got ArtShare, a brand new online platform that wants to be the bridge to connect people through the arts. Aaron Dworkin is the founder and president of ArtShare, and he's a professor at the University of Michigan School of Music, Theater, and Dance and the Ross School of Business. Aaron, welcome to Stateside.
It's so great to be here with you.
You know, your fields of interest and study are, to me, are basically where the arts and entrepreneurship intersect, as we see in ArtShare. Am I onto something here?
Absolutely. And I guess in a way I kind of fell into it. I wasn't kind of looking at it going, I'm going to be an arts entrepreneur. But rather, because I think this is what happens in the arts, there was an issue. And at the time for me, it was related to diversity and classical music since I was a violinist. And there were these issues. And it was the question of how could I help address them? How could I move the field forward? And so then that leads you to build an enterprise to address that.
And the issues were?
Well, for that, just the complete lack of diversity. And so how could I work to increase it and instead of just complaining about it? And so this manifests for so many of my current students in, you know, looking at their instrument and being, how can I build a chamber ensemble? How could I build connections to a community? How could I build a teaching studio? Or how could I actually build an organization to address a particular issue? And so the thing that unfortunately wasn't existent at the time when I was a student for the most part, but is that we do have skill sets that we can train. We can provide education specifically to build these skill sets in our students so that they're better prepared to build a sustainable enterprise around their art making.
And so how does ArtShare do this?
And so this is literally, I guess, my own arts entrepreneurship in the making. And so I get to, while I teach it in the classroom, my students get to witness me practicing it in the field directly.
And building it.
But this came out of this idea that there are so many artists whose incredible talents are underutilized. There is more art making that they could do if given the opportunity, the platform. And when we looked at that and we looked at how many people there are in the community who want to access artists, but unless it's through a traditional institution, a presenter, an orchestra, a dance company, a theater company, or whatever it might be, how could they access those arts in a more individualized way? And so this was the idea of, well, what if we created a platform that enabled people to interact and engage with each other on an individual basis, but not utilizing money to say, okay, I want to book you as an artist, because there are some current platforms that can do that. I want a band to come and play
Absolutely.
For a wedding. But rather to say, there's something that I have of value. It could be airline miles. And I have miles. But you know what? I also, my youngest really needs to begin piano lessons. So then there could be a teacher who's able to provide that incredible artistic offering and in exchange for something that is of value for them. And so this idea that could we really create really almost this bartering exchange that would not only enable on an individualized basis artists to acquire and access more opportunities and people to access artists, but as a whole to better utilize the artistic ecosystem we have, to basically, if you will, increase the artistic production that we're capable of as a society. So that's the goal, the idea, and we're just launching, so we'll see how that develops.
And it's doing it in a very, very on the ground, you know, micro level, not going to a concert hall to hear a symphony, but perhaps, as you say, having that person come to give violin lessons to your youngster or to you. Let's say you've always wanted to learn. And so what might be some other things of value? You mentioned airline miles.
Yeah. So, and this could also be, so some, you know, local small businesses could be involved. So there could be a business that would say, you know what, we'd love to have a jazz ensemble in once or twice a week. And maybe in exchange for X number of meals that we have, right? They could balance something like that out. I know several years ago for my wife for our anniversary, I brought in a violinist pianist who was just from the school to come and play in our backyard and kind of, right, surprise her as we were just sitting there. But that was just because I happened to, of course, know musicians at the school and that kind of thing. So here, someone could just literally bring that out, and maybe it's in exchange for staying. So whereas someone with Airbnb, they're trading space for money, here they could potentially trade it for artistic offerings in their home. So there's a host of different things. And as we began to kind of vet the idea out, we began to hear these stories of where people are already doing this on a one-to-one basis. Oh yeah, I had someone stay with me for a month and they gave some lessons, or they taught me, you know, how to play guitar, or and this goes also to yoga or to healing arts. So there's a host of different categories that we've created on the site so that people can pretty much access any potential creative artistic service that they would desire.
And for that artist, I dare say that that popular image of the struggling artist is not very far removed from the reality of making a living, keeping a roof over your head. I'm just thinking of people that I know that I'm friends with where, you know, how am I going to make the rent this month, or how do I get studio space? So those practical concerns are a real thing. And this could be a way of maybe relieving some of that?
Yeah, well, absolutely. And one of the things that I teach my students relates to this idea to prepare for a portfolio life, that this idea that they'll just do one thing as a creative person is pretty rare these days. They will most likely build this portfolio. And our thought is that ArtShare can really help be a tool, a mechanism for a key part of an artist's portfolio.
Artists get something back, perhaps a practical, a place to stay or practice or work. But they're also getting a chance to exercise their art, exercise their craft.
And that is the underlying mission. Yes. That's what's driving it. The idea to be able to increase the opportunities for the artistic talents that we possess as a society to actually materialize and be realized.
So we really, your hope is, I can tell from what you're saying, that ArtShare is really going to reshape the way that we think of art and the role that arts can play in our everyday lives.
That is absolutely our hope and our wish and our dream. And so as we, you know, you kind of put things out there into the ether, if you will, of the internet, we've had some great teams working on all of the site development. And now it's in that phase of engaging people to build, if you will, that community who are posting and creating these opportunities. So, and I should say that's all, of course, free and all of that. And so it's just a platform that people are able to utilize.
And so how would people plug in? What are the next steps now that you've kind of, you're taking the wraps off this new baby, online baby?
Once we got past the initial ideation and we're looking at actually laying out some of the site design, my big mantra I kept sharing with everyone was simplicity, right? We wanted just, you know, like a Google interface where behind the scenes it's complex, but what people have to interface with is simple.
So and I checked it out, and it is. Yeah, it is like a Google search.
Exactly. That's what we wanted to be, very simple. So just to go to artshare.com, and you can either immediately create a post or search for a particular service and go from there.
So I could say, I want a piano teacher. That's step one.
Exactly.
Plug that in.
And you could either look under a category. So you could say, well, I'm just interested in something generally music. Mm-hmm. Or you can actually look for something very specific and use keyword search. Mm-hmm. So you can do either of those options. And we even want to, because we think sometimes people don't actually specifically know what it is they want, but they want to be inspired by something. They want to be moved in some way by the arts. So we literally have a surprise me button on the search. And that will just randomly generate something. No matter what, it will surprise you, and it could hopefully be something that will help connect and impact your life.
And either side of this equation can jump in. So the person looking for somebody in the arts and the artist with something to offer?
That's exactly true. So someone could just post who's looking for, I'm seeking someone to provide lessons. I'm seeking someone to come in and do weekly concerts in our house. I'm looking for someone to write a short story about our family. Anything, whatever it is, they can actually put, and in exchange for, here are the types of things that I might have to offer: housing, food, scholarship, mile, whatever that might be. And that's one of the things, is that we wanted to have as broad a platform as possible, because in the end, our hope is that we can't fully imagine what people will want to exchange. So we just want to create the platform and then let our users' talent and innovation drive where it goes.
Well, there it is, artshare.com. Aaron Dworkin is the founder and the president of ArtShare. He is also a professor at the University of Michigan School of Music, Theater, and Dance and at the Ross School of Business. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you so much.